let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us today. Leading holistic health educator and author Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., reveals her favorite methods to detoxify and rejuvenate the body and why it's so necessary. For over 35 years, Dr. Susan has been teaching people worldwide about the importance of year-round detoxification to keep the body healed, healthy, youthful, and energetic. She even custom designs programs for many of her clients and leads workshops around the world on this topic. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Susan. Excited to learn more about why it's so important to stay detoxified, how I know if I'm in need of a detox program, and simple ways to keep my body detoxified and rejuvenated all year long. You think you can help me on the program today? I got a lot of questions for you.
And I know I can help you. And this has been one of my keen and most passionate interests since I actually was a teenager. And my grandmother taught me that one day a week, 2 to 3 days with each change of season, and then 7 to 10 days, I'm sorry, one day a week, 2 to 3 days monthly, and 7 to 10 days with each change of season, I engage in some type of detox cleanse program to prevent any toxic buildup in the body to keep me vibrantly healthy. And as a result, I know this is one of the reasons I haven't had a cold or a flu in just over 33 years
now. That's amazing.
So I want to teach everybody why it's important, how to do it, and then where they can go to get more information.
And we'll tell you throughout the program, if you go to Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, wealth of information there, information on the topic today. We'll give you specifics on that here in a couple of minutes. Let's start off with a brief physiology 101 on our body's detoxification system and how a toxic environment really affects our health and our vitality.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, in case you're not aware, I think there's an epidemic that's sweeping America, and I refer to it as an internal toxic pollution. Like many people suffer from chronic disease and loss of health, not only as a direct result of healthy environmental conditions, but internally as well, within the human body. And Rick, it's sad to say, but there are thousands of toxic chemicals all around us. They're in the pesticides, you know, the foods that we eat that have lots of pesticides in them. And before we're done, I'll go over the Dirty Dozen and the cleanest produce. It's been all over the news lately.
Yes.
But there are chemicals in the water, pollutants in the air we breathe. Even cosmetics are full of chemicals. So we eat, drink, breathe, and live in a soup of daily toxic chemicals. But one of the greatest health secrets is that you have control over the pollution in your body. And if you keep a balanced and clean internal environment, you won't succumb to that toxic buildup that's so prevalent in most people's bodies. And without a doubt, because I've worked with people for decades on this around the world, and those people who cleanse regularly, look and feel younger, are much healthier, and live a longer life than those who ignore the need to internally cleanse.
How do you know if you need to detoxify your body?
All right, great question. And I'll say, unless you live out in the country, free of smog and environmental pollutions, and you grow your own organic produce, and you're never under any stress, maybe you don't need to worry because you have a perfect diet and a perfect environment. But for the rest of us, you definitely want to stay on top of the toxic buildup. And we hope nobody's eating when I go through a list, Rick, of some of these symptoms.
Chew and swallow quickly before you get to the list.
Exactly. Here are some symptoms of toxic buildup in the body. Everything from constipation to chronic yeast infections, brittle hand and toenails, frequent colds, weight gain, acne, skin rashes, pale skin, mood swings, depression, low sex drive, lack of concentration, impaired short-term memory, sleeping problems, headaches, urinary tract infections, arthritic bone pains, allergies, gas, bloating, general weakness, These are just a few of the symptoms that maybe you need to do a little simple cleanse, detoxification of your body.
We're talking about detox and rejuvenate with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her website is susansmithjones.com. The author of more than 30 books, including Kitchen Gardening, Be the Change, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and three more recent ones, which cover much in detail the topics we're talking about on the program today, Choose to Thrive, Wired for High-Level Wellness, and The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. Again, all the information available at her website. And at the website, you can find out how to get personally autographed copies of her books and more about Susan and her healthy, faith-filled lifestyle, talking about detox, rejuvenate. Talk a little bit about the impact of an unhealthy diet to our digestive health and overall wellness. What is the negative impact?
Yeah, well, I know for sure that our modern diets are to blame for many of our most common ailments because, Rick, people are digging their graves with their knives and forks and are making life and death decisions every time they sit down to a meal or a snack. Diseases often occur as a result of an unhealthy lifestyle, and this will then cause the body to be sluggish, congested, acidic, and polluted. And you add to the mix antibiotics, excessive sugar, carbonated beverages, chemical food additives, and over-the-counter drugs, and this all will alter the acid-alkaline balance of your intestinal tract, killing off all that good bacteria and creating a perfect environment for harmful microbes to grow. So one of the things over which we have control is what we eat. Nobody shoves the food and the drinks down our throat, and we can make a huge difference in the toxicity or cleanliness of our body if we eat the best diet. And we'll talk a little bit about this, and I'll tell you where you can go on my website a little bit later to get more detailed info. But diet is imperative. You want to stay away from white sugar, white flour products, foods with lots of pesticides, junk foods, in favor of foods as close to the way nature made them, and especially when you engage in a detox program. Let's say you do it for a day or 3 days or 7 to 10 days or even the entire month. You want to adopt a plant-based diet with as many raw living foods as possible. You want to drink a few organic detox teas you can get at the local health food store. You want to eat lots of high water content foods like fresh vegetables and fruits that are easy to digest, and especially leafy greens because they are very detoxifying and rejuvenating. And these fresh, colorful foods take stress off the digestive system.
When you talk about detox, what are some of the channels of elimination in the body?
Yes. All right. So there are four channels of elimination: the bowels, the lungs, the kidneys, and the skin. Let's talk about the skin for a moment. Your skin, depending on your size, everyone, weighs approximately 6 pounds. It covers an area of about 2 square yards, and it's an organ, by the way. Even though all the other organs are inside, this is one you see. It's the largest organ of the body, and the skin is also a major area for elimination of toxins from our system. And it's also been called the third kidney because it works closely with the kidneys to help release uric acid. And every day, you know, these four channels of elimination, each of these organs, the bowels, the lungs, the kidneys, the skin, should release about 2 pounds of toxins a day each. And our skin is responsible for getting rid of about a fourth of the bodily toxins every day through sweat. And that's why I'll talk about infrared saunas in a moment. And if the skin is not doing its job, then the kidneys, the lungs, the bowel will have an extra load to deal with. And that's why something called dry skin brushing, where you brush your skin before you take a bath or shower, is one of the finest ways to detoxify the skin and promote good circulation. And if you do this for about 30 days, and go to my website in the search bar, put in dry skin brushing. You can learn more about it. But for after 30 days, your skin will look and feel about 10 years younger, and it's a great way to boost your circulation and help your skin to excrete toxins more easily through the sweat glands if you exfoliate it through daily dry skin brushing.
Okay.
So I've done that. Actually, I learned about it as a teenager from my wonderful grandmother.
Interesting. And you'll get all this information, by the way, on the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Where should they look on the website for this information?
Well, here's an easy thing to do. Go to the search bar. It's in the sidebar on the right side. And in the search bar, you could put in environmental chemicals, and you'll learn about every chemical in your home and your environment and how to get rid of it in the body. Put in alkaline water, and I'll talk about water in a moment. Put in infrared sauna and, you know, anything else you want to look up. And I have multiple articles and blogs. In fact, the first three blogs on the website that I posted today for everyone, it's on sweating your way to vitality, about infrared saunas, about alkaline water. And the third one is about molecular hydrogen, which helps to detoxify the body, too. Keep in mind that most poisons and toxins are acidic. And chronic acidification, and if you eat a terrible diet with not many fruits and vegetables, and if you're under a lot of stress, too, and if you take medications, like I said, and a lot of sugar and antibiotics and over-the-counter drugs, it changes that acid-alkaline balance, and it holds on to toxins in your body if it becomes too acidic. And chronic acidification hinders the body's ability to detoxify and compromises the liver and digestive system. And, you know, there are enzymes in the liver that you need for phase one and phase two of detoxification, and they're highly pH sensitive. But alkaline water, and, you know, we've had a whole show on this before.
Yes.
I've had a device in my kitchen. It's by High Tech Health. Called an Ionizer Plus. I've had it for 20 years, the same one, and I make fresh alkaline water every day. And that's something you should be drinking a lot of, you know, like 6 to 8 glasses of this purified alkaline water a day, because that will even help you. If you don't have the most perfect diet, you still are taking in alkaline water, and that enhances and accelerates the detoxification process and is exactly what the body needs to flush toxins. So it's so easy to drink the water, to use it in recipes, and you never want to buy bottled alkaline water at the stores. First of all, it doesn't maintain the right pH level. It's too expensive. It's bad for the environment, and it comes out to be 14 cents for a gallon of alkaline water. You can make it fresh every day in your kitchen.
And again, all that information at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Time going by way too quickly. Such a fascinating topic. Let's talk a little bit about how does a healthy, detoxified body foster vibrant health? What is this going to do to make us healthier and feel better?
Well, all right. So some of the things that will happen when you've just done a detoxification process is you will find that you're in a better mood. That's a wonderful thing. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy. You'll sleep better. You'll have a flatter stomach. You're after a while, after your skin is and your body is detoxified, you'll find that your nails are stronger and your hair looks better. And you just have a general feeling of overall wellness. You know what people say to me a lot? Well, Susan, I work out every day and I do some sweating. Is that enough? And I'll say to you that yes, the body gets rid of countless toxins in the sweat, but you cannot exercise hard enough unless you're training for a marathon and you put in 10 to 15 miles a day of jogging, training, and you get that really long term profuse sweating. And that is why I'm a big believer in an infrared sauna. Because remember, the skin is the biggest eliminative organ. And through the sweat glands in your sweat, you eliminate lots of toxins. And in an infrared sauna, you can eliminate heavy metals and all the extra toxins in your body and take the load off the liver and the bowels and the lungs. But here's one thing. You want to make sure you get the right kind of sauna, because there are a lot of saunas, Rick, out there that are designed with toxic glues and toxic treated wood, and you don't want that. And I've had my sauna for ages and ages, just like my ionizer plus alkaline machine. I got them both from one of the most reputable countries in the world, and it's in Boulder, Colorado. I'll give you a telephone number. It is 800-794-5355, 800-794-5355. And I go to Emery. She's at extension 813. She's their detox specialist. And whenever I have questions about the alkaline water or the infrared sauna, this is the person, Emery, I go to. And some people say, well, I don't have room in my house for a sauna. But you can get a small one-person or a two-person or a three-person. And even if you just use it twice a week, you just go and you sit. You're not working out in the sauna.
Right.
I listen to beautiful music or motivational tapes. It has a stereo system. And one session in the sauna is the equivalency of a cardiovascular workout of running or jogging 3 miles. So, you know, those people who say, I don't have time to work out, you can still go in an infrared sauna. It's not as suffocatingly hot as a regular traditional sauna. So I often read books in the sauna. I can still wear jewelry in the sauna. I always take my alkaline water in that I put some fresh lemon in, but I don't think you can be vibrantly healthy and detoxified year-round without having a good infrared sauna and drinking good alkaline water. And, of course, clean up your diet.
I want to talk about when we should undertake a detox program, what we can expect, and we will do that. After this pause here for a quick break, we're talking about detoxing and rejuvenating with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones on This Week in America, and we're back right after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones back with us on the program talking about detox and rejuvenation. Left on, I was going to ask you about how often we should undertake a detox program and what we can expect. And that's probably important because things are going to happen to our body and we really need to be aware of that.
Yeah, I always give the advice my grandmother gave me, and it works well, and it's not difficult. One day a week, pick a day. Pick in any day you want that works for you. 2 to 3 days monthly, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or a Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And maybe a week to 10 days with each change of season. And then what I do every 2 or 3 years, I do a 30 to 40 day cleanse. That doesn't mean I'm on juices the whole time, but I adjust my diet and the way I'm living, and I eat more raw foods and I make more green juices and green smoothies. And, you know, they're little changes that you can make. Now, depending on how toxic your body may be and how long you choose to cleanse, during a detox, you may feel a little bit more tired than usual. If that's the case, get more rest. Some people report feeling more energy. Some people might break out with a little rash on the skin. That's a sign that your body's doing house cleansing. Maybe you have a little fever or a little bit of a headache. That's another sign the body is house cleaning. Lots of people release extra mucus that you can see looking back up with you in the bathroom after you've used the toilet. That's a good thing. Some people have mood swings or depression. Sometimes you're releasing toxins, and it can change your mood a little bit. What's interesting, I know some people that haven't taken certain medications that have a certain odor to them in a long time. But a lot of toxins are stored in your fat in your body. And as you begin to lose weight, because you will lose weight when you detox, you might sense the smell of medications coming out of your skin. But I promise you this, at the end of the detox, you'll feel lighter and more peaceful. You'll have more control over your body, and you'll experience an increase in self-esteem and self-confidence. And by the way, when you do a cleanse, it's one of the best ways to break bad habits that you might have, like always salting foods and being addicted to dairy and white sugar and white flour products. And in addition, here are some simple things you can do. Take your shoes off when you come right inside the home. I always have my house shoes that never are worn outside the house. I put them on the moment I get in, because you've got on the soles of your shoes often petrochemicals, sewage, tar, you know, stuff from animals, you know,
right.
Going,
yes.
doing their thing, and you distribute that in the house and and around the air. Keep the windows open a little bit, even in the winter, to let fresh air in, because due to off-gassing of fabrics and furniture and carpets, the air outside's a little cleaner. It's always good to have a good mattress pad cover over the mattress you sleep on. That helps eliminate exposure to allergens while you're resting. So there's a lot of things you can do. And, you know, when you're doing a cleanse, take time to relax a little bit. Drink more green juices. Get 10 to 20 minutes of fresh sunshine and air on as much of your body as possible with minimal clothing, like in your backyard. Drink extra purified and hopefully alkaline water. Read, and sleep a little extra. Sleep is when your body renews, rebuilds, detoxifies, and regenerates. You know, and so I'd like, and let me say two quick things. In my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, a quarter of the book is devoted to all of this info on detox and cleansing your body year-round in much more detail than we're talking about today. And as my grandmother always taught me and my mom, that the secret to vibrant and youthful health is cleansing the body and mind, even your mind, from negative thoughts, and adopting a lifestyle that includes positive, grateful thoughts, natural foods, pure water, fresh air, sunshine, and exercise. And learning to cleanse the body and mind is an essential part of healing, because, Rick, I truly believe this, that when the body is burdened with toxic waste material, it will be tired, the body will be tired, and you'll have low immune function. But when the body is clean, it can absorb more efficiently the essential nutrients it needs to heal, repair, and maintain great health. So the next time you hear that expression, cleanliness is next to
godliness,
understand that that conveys an extremely important aspect of health and rejuvenation, and that is the more cleansed you keep your miraculous body, the more room you will have in your body to be filled with light.
All of this information at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. I got about 30 seconds left here. Information on a recent webinar you did on your website. Talk about that very briefly.
Oh, yes. I did a webinar, and it's on Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Go to SusanSmithJones.com. In the sidebar on the right, it will say, click here to watch the webinar. It's motivating, inspiring. A lot of humor in it with beautiful pictures and slides. And let me say really quickly, the Dirty Dozen of vegetables that have the most pesticides: kale, strawberries, nectarines, apples, spinach, grapes, celery, peaches, pears, cherries, tomatoes, potatoes. The cleanest produce: onions, your favorite, avocados, some pineapple, asparagus, kiwi, mango, bananas, broccoli, eggplant. And even frozen sweet corn and frozen sweet peas. So especially when you're detoxifying, don't eat lots of foods with heavy-duty pesticides in them.
Great information. Again, it's available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan Smith Jones, our guest once again on the program today, talking about detox and rejuvenation. Great information there at the website. You, of course, can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan, a lot of great information today. Thank you for sharing that with us, and we look forward to seeing you again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it as well.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.